Baby, you're still playing that game. Do you know what time it is? Well, it's after midnight, and you and I both have work tomorrow. I mean, don't you think you should stop playing the game and get some sleep? 1 more hour. Didn't you say that like 2 hours ago? Well, I knew it was a huge mistake for us to put the console in the bedroom. You can't... I need to go to sleep. You're lying in bed, playing your fucking stupid game, and... I'm not gonna be able to go to sleep while you're sitting there playing the game. Like, I'm supposed to be in bed next to you right here, and... No, I'm not gonna put earplugs in while you play. That's ridiculous. It's my bed too, and I wanna go to sleep. You're just gonna have to stop playing. You can... You'll thank me tomorrow when you're not exhausted all day at work, and then you can come home and you can play some more then. How about that? Oh my god. We really shouldn't have put a TV in the bedroom, and especially not a fucking console. Well, yeah, you're overstimulated now, aren't you? You've been playing your game for too long. Let me have a look at you. Come here. Come here. Let me see the... God, your eyes are like all red. You've been playing for hours, haven't you? Are you blinking enough? This isn't good for you, you know. Well, you can't... Oh, and then you're just straight back to playing it some more. I think you're addicted to this game, baby. You know, I think we're gonna have to have a new rule. We take the TV, we take the console out of the bedroom, we put them back into the lounge room. Well, look, I'm going to be blunt with you. Your addiction to these games is actually starting to affect the intimacy in our relationship. Don't you remember how we used to have sex before we went to bed in the evening? Instead of just me being disappointed in the evening while you sit there and you smash buttons and stare at that fucking... Look. You're gonna be taking the TV and the console out of the bedroom tomorrow, but in the meantime, maybe there's no reason we can't get what we both want. Yeah, I'll get into bed with you. How about that? You know, it really can't be good for your back to be lying down in bed, like leaning on your elbows and just staring up at the screen like this when you're playing these games, baby. I mean, it's obviously not good for your eyes, but this position can't be good for your back. Yeah, well, I'm gonna give you a massage, aren't I? I'm gonna get my thumbs into your lower back and maybe we'll make it feel a bit better. Oh, what's wrong? I'm not being too rough, am I? I'm not being too firm with my thumbs like this? I'm trying to make you feel good. You know, this bed of ours, it's supposed to be a place that we share, not just a place for you to enjoy yourself and for me to get frustrated. It's only fair if I'm able to enjoy myself while I'm in here as well. Oh, it's distracting, is it? Well, God forbid anything should distract you from your little game. We wouldn't want that, would we? I wouldn't be a very nice daddy if I distracted you from your game. Made you lose, broke your concentration. No, you keep playing. You just keep on playing since it's so important to you. And I'm gonna focus on what's important to me. Well, No, it's okay, baby. I'm just getting you ready for bed. When you eventually do finish playing, I'm gonna pull your shorts off so that you're ready for your PJs. Hey. I told you I don't think it's very fair that you get to enjoy your time in bed and I'm left out in the cold. So I'm gonna enjoy myself. And we're both gonna have a good time. Do you understand? Hey. It's not really a question. Do you understand? Good, you better fucking understand. So come on, keep playing. Keep playing your game, and I'll just spread your legs apart. And if I reach up here, that's not distracting, is it? It's not distracting you from your little game, is it? I wouldn't be a very good daddy if I didn't care about how well you perform in your game there. In fact, you've got such a cute little butt down there. How about I sit on top of it? Well, don't worry, I'm not going to distract you. I'm facing the other way, right? Your butt, your cute little butt is the only thing that I'm interested in. I'm going to ignore you, my back to your fucking stupid game, and I'm just going to focus on what I've got right here in front of me. This is all I'm interested in. Spreading your legs and playing with your pretty ass cheeks. They still feel good. Just because you devote more time than that game to me these days doesn't mean that you stopped being any less attractive, you know? And this ass, this cute little ass of yours, looks just as good as it always did. Why don't I make things more interesting, What have we got here? Now, oh, you can't complain. You don't get to complain. If you're allowed to play your game, then I'm allowed to play mine. And I want my game to involve getting your ass nice and lubed up. And reaching under here and pulling your cock down. Oh, it's a little bit hard, but I think we can take it further than that. I think Daddy can get you rock hard. All we need is enough lube all over your cock, your balls, and your asshole, and Daddy's hands are just gonna slip and slide all over them. No, you wanted to play your game, so you keep playing your fucking game, and you just ignore what Daddy's getting up to back here. Teasing your asshole, stroking your balls, tickling the shaft of your cock. It definitely seems to be provoking a reaction, mister. But you just keep playing your game, since that's what's so important to you. And I'll just take care of my own needs back here. It really is fun playing with your asshole and playing with your cock, just teasing them both. So wet, so lubed up, so slick. And, you know, the lube wasn't the only thing that I pulled out of the drawer. Shh, you play your fucking game while Daddy has his fun. Has his fun with your cock and with your asshole, teasing them both, vibrating all over them both. So wet, so slippery. You know, normally when I have sex with you, Daddy uses his big dick to make sure that we both have a good time, but I think tonight, since you've been so fucking selfish, Daddy is just gonna look after himself, and I'm not gonna be too concerned about whether or not you have fun. I mean, it might be lucky for you if there's a little bit of overlap here, but, it is fun teasing your cock. Grabbing it. Teasing your asshole and milking your fucking cock down between your legs. What's the matter? Is Daddy making it hard for you to concentrate on your game? Is Daddy making it difficult for you? Daddy giving too much attention to this stiff little cock of yours. This perky little asshole. How about I add some more lube, How about I make it insanely fucking messy? A big fucking mess. Oh, no, I don't care if the bed gets messy, baby. Don't worry. I'm sure you'll clean it up later. Slick, wet, slippery. All around your asshole. All over your balls, milking your fucking cock. What's the matter, baby? You stopped playing your game. I'm not distracting you too much, am I? I thought you loved your game. Last thing I would ever want to do is get between you and your fucking game. But this cock of yours just feels so good to milk. Daddy, milking your cock. Milking, pumping your fucking cock. What if I hold the vibrator just here? If I milk and pump the shaft and I hold the vibrator just underneath the head, underneath the tip like that. You know, I remember you love that, don't you? You love it when it's right there. It always makes you spurt, doesn't it? The number of times I would tease you just like that until you spurted up all over your chest. Well, there's no risk of that here, is there? You would just spurt down all over the bed sheets, wouldn't you? Daddy would make you spurt all over your bed sheets. Oh, you really have stopped paying attention to your game, haven't you? Sounds like you're struggling to get your words out, baby. Well, that's okay. You don't need words. I'm not interested in your fucking words. There's only one thing that I want to come out of you, and it's not words. I want to see your cum spurt. So fucking wet, slippery everywhere down here. I want to see this fucking cum squirt. Come on, spurt for me. Spurt for your daddy. Be a good boy and spurt for your daddy. Fuck, you're so goddamn hard. Rock fucking hard. Spurt for me, spurt for me. Spurt. Come, spurt. Oh, fuck, yes. Spurt that fucking cum. Spurt that fucking cum for your daddy. Oh. I'm gonna catch all of it, baby. Daddy's gonna catch all of that cum. I'm gonna rub it all over my cock. All over this big fucking dick. The one that you're always telling me is so big that you have a hard time taking Daddy's cock. Well, if you're not gonna listen to me about what happens at bedtime, then I get to do what I want with this cock. Stay where you are. Stay there. Head down. Face down. Your asshole is so fucking lubed up. With my dick. Daddy's fucking massive cock. Lubed up with your cum. It's gonna slip right in there so easy, baby. Keep your fucking face down. Yeah. You see, this is what I wanted, my sweet boy. I just wanted to be close to you. I just wanted to be intimate. Daddy's beautiful boy. And your tight little fucking hole. but you had to be more interested in your game. I'll teach you to forget all about your game. You're gonna forget all about your fucking game. You dropped your controller. You dropped your controller, handsome boy. Oh, aren't you gonna pick it up and keep playing your game? Oh, fuck. Or you're having a bit of a hard time with that. Oh, baby. Your eyes are rolling back in your head. You've forgotten how to use your words. Have you forgotten all about your game now as well? Oh, fuck. I know it's a big cock. I know you can take it, my beautiful boy. I know you can take it. When you try really hard, I know you can take it. And you're gonna try really fucking hard for me right now, aren't you? Daddy's big fucking cock. Slick with your cum. In and out of your ass. Oh, you poor thing. Look at you. Daddy's dick made you forget all about your stupid little game. You look so cute when your eyes roll back in your head like that and you just gurgle and you you're drooling, baby. Poor boy. Let me get right down here onto your back. Mean old daddy on your back, having his fun, ruining your game. I'm sorry, beautiful boy. I'm sorry. I just need it so bad. You forget all about that game, though. Come on. You forget all about it, because it's almost bedtime. And we've got more important things to do. You need to be daddy's little fuck toy. Daddy's handsome little sex doll. Limp, helpless, drooling, your eyes rolling back in your head like that. Gurgling, fucking mindless with daddy's cock filling you up. Gurgling, fucking mindless, drooling fuck toy for your daddy's big cock. That's a good boy. Remember how it used to be like this all the time? Before you started playing too many video games? Before you insisted on moving the TV and the console into the bedroom? Remember how we used to do this all the time? Daddy misses it, baby. I think we should go back to the old ways. Because I find this game much, much more fun. Fuck you, it feels so good. How could a daddy ever resist you? Mindless, drooling, so cute, just adorable. Daddy's dick inside you. Fuck. Brain dead, drooling. It's like you're regressing, aren't you, baby? Just all of your brain just slipping away. Forgetting about everything. Forgetting about everything except what it feels like to have daddy's big fucking cock in your hole. Oh, it wasn't very fair of me, was it? Making you spurt all your cum out so that you're all weak and tired and sleepy and helpless. And then I just slip my big fucking daddy dick into your ass when there's nothing you can do about it. My beautiful, beautiful boy. Oh. This is how we're meant to be, baby. You, eyes rolling back, drool coming out of your mouth, and me with my dick hard inside your ass. And let me feel down here. Oh, your dick is hard again, isn't it? You see, I haven't forgotten how to treat you right. When Daddy plays his little games, it doesn't take long for your dick to get hard again, does it? Beautiful boy. No, not. Oh. Doesn't take long at all. And I think I can fuck you so goddamn hard. Then we make you spurt even more cum over your fucking bed sheets. Rocking you back and forth. Cock rubbing up against the bed sheets while Daddy fucking pounds you in your ass. God. God, when you're fucking just so mindless like this, I just can't stop staring at you. The way you just fucking become so useless, so helpless. Drooling, babbling, fucking mindless. Eyes just rolling back in your head, going limp, and letting Daddy fucking use your fucking asshole. My God. What's that, beautiful boy? Are you trying to say something? You trying to say something? Come on, whisper it to me. Oh, it sounds like you're trying to say that you're gonna come. And the words hardly make any sense, baby. Is that what you're trying to say? You're trying to tell Daddy that you're gonna fucking come? I wonder if you'll come quicker if I fuck you even harder. Show me. I want that fucking cum to spurt with my dick in your ass. Come on. Because I'm gonna come too. Come on. Give me your hand. Come on, give me your hand. Put your fingers in mine. Come on. Hold on. Come. I'm gonna fucking come too. Come. Come on. Come for your fucking daddy. Fuck. Fuck. Come. Come. Fucking come. Come. Spurt for your fucking daddy. Come. Come just like your fucking daddy is. That's a good boy. That's a good boy. That's a good boy. Daddy's good, drooling, mindless, helpless fucking ragdoll boy. Oh, fuck. Controller and start playing your game again now that we're done. Oh, baby. I broke your concentration a little bit too much, didn't I? Isn't that a shame? Here, why don't we just turn that off? Get ready for bed. And tomorrow, before you go to work, you're gonna unplug the TV, unplug the console, take them back out to the lounge room, and we're gonna keep the bedroom sacred as a place for Daddy to fuck your ass so hard that you turn into a limp little ragdoll for me like that anytime I want it, okay? Just like how it used to be. That's my good boy. I know you still know how to be a good boy for your daddy when you need to be.